The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Mr. Obama endorsed for Congress in the 2018 elections Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old avowed socialist. This clearly reveals where his loyalties lie. Not that anyone who understands biblical government had any doubt about that. This push for socialism by many in the political realm is where Satan has hoped to bring our nation all along. The Bible teaches that he, quote, comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And socialism is the greatest killing machine in human history. Of course, the lie is that in socialism, you have free services from the government, free education, free health insurance, free medical care. But the reality is it creates death to an economy and physical death to multitudes of its citizens. If you have children listening to this, you'll want to turn it off and go later to our website, heritageministriesky.com, so as to hear the rest of it without them. More people have been tortured, abused, and murdered by socialism than any other government in history. An article by Richard Ebeling reveals this. Ebeling is a distinguished professor of ethics at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. The article is entitled, "The Victims of Socialism Literally Reduced to Burnt Ash." He quotes a Russian historian as telling how Stalin, the leader of socialist Russia from the 1920s to 1953, tortured, killed, and burned the bodies of hundreds of thousands of those who resisted him. The Russian historian described this horrible scene. Quote, "See this gate? Well, every night, trucks stacked with bodies came back here and dumped them in a heap," he said. They'd already been shot in the back of the head, because you bleed less that way. They stacked the bodies in old wooden ammunition crates. The workers stoked up the underground ovens right in through the doors to about 12,000 degrees centigrade. The socialist agents of Stalin then burned the bodies to ashes. This continued all through the socialist regime in Russia. In the 1980s, they started a torture worse than physical death. They administered a drug called sulfazine to bring the minds of those against socialism into line. A Russian coal miner who complained about the working conditions was tortured with sulfazine. Somehow he lived through the torture, which he described as bringing pain to every single part of the body. The drug would be administered over and over until the person accepted socialist ideas or died. When socialism was rising in Europe in the 1920s, the most outspoken intellectual against it was Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises. He warned us, quote, "Socialism is not in the least what it pretends to be. It is not the pioneer of a better and finer world, but the spoiler of what thousands of years of civilization have created. It does not build, it destroys," he wrote. "For destruction is the essence of it. It produces nothing. It only consumes what private ownership in production has created. Each step leading towards socialism," he said, "must exhaust itself in the destruction of what already exists." End quote. The Bible warns us not to join those who want to live in a society where everybody owns everybody's everything. In other words, socialism. It warns that when wicked people say, "Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want socialism. Vote against it. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.